What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, May 19th, 2017. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Pauhana Friday if you live here in the islands. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And a couple of quick program notes here. Next Wednesday, Ellen Brown, who's just done a lot of wonderful work about economics and banking. She's going to be our third-hour guest to talk about some of the recent articles that she's put out on the net. And, of course, this being Friday, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us, unfortunately, due to scheduling pressures. She's only going to be able to join us for the last half hour of the show. So it's a loss for all of you, and I know you're going to be absolutely disappointed. Meanwhile, Mike is sitting in our control room ready to pick up the phone, put you on the air with all your comments and questions. And I think summing up this whole week, it's become very obvious looking at the corporate media that there is, as Stephen J. Lindman is calling it is a slow motion plot to get rid of President Donald Trump. And I remember this wonderful line out of Oliver Stone's movie JFK, when the mysterious Mr. X is giving information to Jim Garrison, and he says, Kennedy is surrounded by unseen enemies. And this, the same thing is going on here. Donald Trump has allowed himself to be encircled by neocons and people who want to use his authority for their own ends. And now they just want to get rid of him. They want to bring in Mike Pence. And who knows what's going to happen after that. I'll tell you what my nightmare is. Donald Trump is forced to step down. Pence becomes the president. Hillary Clinton changes her party affiliation from Democrat to Republican and is appointed the new vice president. And then Mike Pence gets removed. I mean, things are so crazy these days. It could actually happen here. Stephen J. Lindman is out there saying that Trump's hold on the presidency is shaky. And it does appear to be so. The entire establishment, the deep state, the national security state, whatever you want to call it, they all want him out. He is not playing ball with their agendas. And the fact that he was elected by the majority of the American people, well, that's just not a factor anymore in the new United States of America. The rich people control everything. What's the point of being rich if you can't control everything? And there's already a website out there talking about articles of impeachment for Donald J. Trump. They're trying to do fundraising. They're not getting a whole heck of a lot. But it's all based on comments he's made publicly. They don't have evidence of an actual crime. It's just endless, endless smear campaign. Online, in the media, and it's very obvious, very heavy-handed. Now, Trump, yesterday, during his press conference, again denies there's any collusion with Russia. And then he made the comment, he speaks for himself, which was immediately interpreted by the corporate media as, oh, well, somebody else in his campaign colluded with Russia. And so they're out there just, it doesn't matter what he says, it's going to be turned to the worst possible interpretation. And the suggestion that came down about just shutting down the press room and not having these daily press conferences, because all the corporate media representatives do are hurl attacks. And maybe Trump needs to think about just more direct communication with the American people and bypass the corporate media, which very clearly is out to get him. By the way, another embarrassment for the dump Trump, he's linked with Russia and everything. It turns out Maxine Waters, who's on the warpath over, oh, he's linked with Russia. Turns out she held over $200,000 in Russia-linked funds as recently as 2015. So all these people were doing business with Russia. And remember, Russia was our friend until recently, until Putin took control of their central bank, and then all of a sudden he was the enemy, and we need a new Cold War or a new hot war, and we've got to get rid of the ruble and the yuan so the dollar will reign supreme across the globe. And again, the double standard and hypocrisy is on full display. These same people who are out there screaming that Donald Trump has to be removed because he might have done business with the Russians are the same ones who said, no big deal, about the Uranium One deal. A lot of people got dirty on that one. So, by the way, in regards to this, Donald Trump released sensitive classified information that threatened the sources and methods of Israel. Apparently, that story is falling apart now because, according to an article in the Times of Israel, that information about the possible exploding laptops now came from Jordan. They're saying this was their thing, and they apparently don't have a problem with Trump sharing the information. I still think this is all a gigantic hoax as we head into the summer tourism season to draw customers from the Middle Eastern airlines to whom the ban is going to apply and get them to fly on American airlines where the ban is not going to be applying. So it's just economic sabotage. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And here is the interesting part. Again, there just isn't that much room inside a modern laptop to put explosives in. And because it would have to be spread out thinly, it's not going to be very effective and explosive. The new claim now is the reason they have to ban the laptops is the explosive that ISIS has come up with is undetectable by all the current airport technology. Well, if the explosive is undetectable, then it doesn't have to go into a laptop. It can go into a lot of other places where it would actually be in a more compact, more effective form. I think I mentioned yesterday on a modern digital single lens reflex camera, that space behind the lens. It's very compact. An explosive there would be much more effective, much more powerful than spread out thinly inside a laptop. Or put it inside a walking stick. This laptop ban just really did not make sense from the very, very beginning. Now, earlier in the week, we were talking about how Vice President Pence had already set up his own political action committee, and everybody was kind of scratching their heads because no vice president has ever set up their own independent PAC while in office. This is a first. And now what we're seeing here, according to an article over in RIF.com, is that Pence is beginning his campaign to run as president in 2020. Pence may be realizing that Trump is going to be a single-term president, and he wants to position himself to make a run for the White House. So we'll see what's going to happen with that one. Now, the other day we were talking about how supposedly Senator Joe Lieberman is on the top of what remains of Trump's list of possible directors of the FBI. It started out as a large list. A lot of those people, for whatever reason, have decided they don't want to be considered for that job. Trey Gowdy had been on the top of the list, and we were all hoping it would be him, but Trey Gowdy has, for whatever reason, decided he doesn't want that job. And that's a real loss, because he would be very good for the American people in that job. As it turns out, everybody's screaming about Joe Lieberman, what a disaster that would be. But his path to confirmation is not looking rock solid. And it was kind of weird, because earlier in the week they say, Joe Lieberman's the only person who can get 100 votes in the Senate for confirmation. As it turns out, there is still a lot of bad blood between Joe Lieberman and the Democrats. Because remember, he flipped back and forth and went independent as he jockeyed to try and run for office himself. And a lot of Democrats still hold a grudge against him for his turn to the right in opposition to some of Obama's agenda late in his Senate career. And so a lot of Democrats are saying, no, they will not vote to confirm Lieberman. And some of the Democrats are actually tying it to a condition that they will not vote for Lieberman. In fact, they will vote to block any nominee for FBI until the Justice Department announces a special prosecutor in the alleged Russian interference collusion investigation. So they're still trying to push forward on this nonsense. And they're using the FBI director. They're holding the office of the director of the FBI literally hostage. Meanwhile, John McCain is out there already saying, to heck with Democrats who don't approve of Joe Lieberman as FBI director. He's out there foaming at the mouth. And McCain is out there trying to defend him, trying to get him in there. Remember, the the core of this deep state, a big part of it, is that CIA, cocaine, Bush, Clinton cartel. And they are feeling very, very exposed right now. And they want a new director of the FBI who will be counted on to keep the cover-up going. And Joe Lieberman would definitely be amenable to that, whereas Trey Gowdy most assuredly would not. All right, let's take a phone call from Charlie in Kentucky. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, just wanted to touch base with you on the laptop thing. I think your conclusion is correct that, you know, select airlines that they're doing this, but I don't think it would be difficult to gut a laptop, put a smartphone in there that's been rooted with a micro HDMI connection to the monitor and a small power supply and have plenty of room to actually put an explosive device.
You know, now that you mention it, you're absolutely right. Pardon me. You could take a Raspberry Pi and do that. But again, the laptops go through the X-ray machine, and you're going to see if there's something funny about it. I really do think this is about harming the revenues of those Middle Eastern airlines more than it is about the threat of the explosive.
Yeah, I agree. I agree your conclusion, but I just thought I'd mention that. I wouldn't base the conclusion on the impossibility of actually gutting a laptop and still having it appear functional at a cursory glance. But
that is a valid point, and the instant you mentioned it, I was just thinking about the Raspberry Pi, how incredibly small it is. And you're absolutely right. If it could be wired to the screen and the keyboard, it would function the same.
Yep. All right, man. Thanks. Great show. I'll keep listening.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. Now, the good news is that the original investigation into Julian Assange, supposedly for a rape allegation, has now been officially dropped. It wasn't all that long ago where the young woman who was at the heart of this went public saying that she had not actually said what the police report claimed she said. She'd come forward and said she was coerced, she was pressured, and they came up with this report to build a case to destroy Julian Assange, and he's been sitting in that embassy for 7 years. And today, they just dropped it. They just said, it's going nowhere, we're dropping it. Well, you'd think Julian Assange is going to just walk out into freedom. Unfortunately, no, because Scotland Yard is out there saying that he is still wanted on the lesser charges of skipping bail and failing to surrender to a court, except that the bail and the court were all based on this now dropped charge. So I think London is still fully on board with the U.S. government's desire to get their hands on Assange and make an example out of him. And Assange is out there with some very strong words, saying, I do not forgive or forget. And he's out there saying that basically because of all of this nonsense, he has missed 7 years of his children growing up because of this bogus charge from Sweden. And on that issue, I am deeply sympathetic to him. It is terrible to not be able to see your own kids grow up. But given that Sweden has now dropped the case, it would make sense that all of the other charges subsequent to that would be dropped as well, but they're not doing that. Meanwhile, getting on back to Seth Rich, the Russian embassy is out there tweeting, who killed Seth Rich? And they're basically leaning in the same direction as everybody else. This was revenge, retribution, warning for Seth Rich leaking the DNC emails to WikiLeaks. And by the way, the number of emails that were on Seth Rich's laptop match exactly the number that was dumped by WikiLeaks. And that's another confirmation Seth Rich was the source. And Assange had implied Seth Rich was the source. And as you know, new information has come on out about the murder of Seth Rich, that he was in fact still alive when found by the police. What he said to them is not known because the video from their cameras, their body cameras, has gone away. And he was taken to the hospital, and the attending physician said the wounds weren't that bad. The wounds were survivable. And then all of a sudden, a whole bunch of law enforcement show up, and they wall off the room, and by the time the medical staff is let back in there, Seth Rich is on the verge of death, and he passes very quickly after that. And apparently there was some unnamed VIP who came through there where the hospital staff was told, don't make a big deal, don't say anything. You're not supposed to know this. And the corporate media is so intent on pushing the Russia hack the DNC for the political gain, the political weapon against Donald Trump, and because it's another embarrassment on their part. They got the story wrong. And so the corporate media is just ignoring this. They're ignoring the leaked police report that says he was still alive. They're ignoring. In fact, they're going on the attack. Anybody who thinks that Seth Rich was the DNC leaker, well, they're just a conspiracy theorist. They're wearing tinfoil hats. They're doing all this and just trying to maintain the lie, maintain the lie. Meanwhile, over at Reddit, they have a pretty good timeline. We link to it from whatreallyhappened.com about all the events and how they fit together on that timeline. And needless to say, the new revelations about Seth Rich have revived interest in the Clinton body count, which has been under heavy attack by DOSers on my server, but it doesn't really matter because the body count has been copied off and recreated and reproduced all over the web. And people are looking at it and saying, yeah, there are some very strange things in there, like the guy who was going to be a witness against the Clintons, and all of a sudden he supposedly drops a barbell on his own throat. I mean, all kinds of weird stuff like that. My favorite was the guy who was going to testify against the Clintons. He was a private pilot, took off in a plane. It caught fire, but he managed to get it back to the airport, rented a second plane. That one took off and exploded in the air. Anyway, so the body count is out there. People are looking at it, and especially looking at Seth Rich. The word we're getting is that he was just disgusted and appalled about all of this. Now, however they got his family under control, we don't know. They may just be afraid of winding up dead in the street outside their home as well. But the private investigator is out there, and he says it's on the laptop. And the police and the FBI knew Seth Rich was in communication with WikiLeaks within 96 hours of the murder. But the official story is it's Russia, 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 and we dare not challenge the official story. Yeah, we should dare. Those official stories keep getting us into trouble, like Saddam's nuclear weapons is a good example here. Now, we were hearing earlier in the week that there is going to be a major staff shakeup at the White House, and we're all waiting to see what was going to happen. Some people were talking about Sean Spicer might be replaced by one of the Fox News hosts. That deal is scotched already because Fox is not going to let her out of her contract. And now there is a rumor, and I stress it is only a rumor, that Chief of Staff Reince Priebus is going to be let go and could possibly be replaced with Newt Gingrich, which I think would be a really good idea. Now, Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, is also opposed to Joe Lieberman as the new head of the FBI, apparently he's in a little bit of hot water because he's now failed to file his Senate financial ethics forms for a second time. And the concern is that there may be something in there relating to his wife's FBI investigation. There were rumors that there was some kind of a financial payoff by the Clintons for Bernie to just sort of go along with the theft of the nomination from him. But a lot of people are starting to wonder about Bernie Sanders. Now, Anthony Weiner is expected to plead guilty to a single count of transferring obscene material to a minor for allegedly sexting an underage girl. There is potentially jail time involved. I would be very surprised to see that happen. They're trying to make this case go away because also on that laptop were more of those State Department emails that should not have been there. And it was a Title 18 violation for them to be there for whatever reason. We'll be right back after these commercials.
probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about all this Russiagate and Russia's did this, Russia's stealing socks out of your dryer, Russia has a Death Star. And a lot of people are now looking at the new special prosecutor. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel to look into whether the Russian government interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. And already there's a lot of people saying it's kind of interesting juxtaposition, possible conflict of interest, because when Mueller was head of the FBI, James Comey was his deputy. So a lot of insider stuff here. What is alarming a lot of people is that Mueller has been granted sweeping and unspecified power to look into any related issues around that general topic. In other words, it's a fishing expedition. They're not investigating a specific crime. They're just going on out and saying, we got to find something. We got to find something. And they're not going to find anything. If they conducted an honest investigation into last year's election, they're going to find that all the election fraud that has been documented so far all favored Hillary Clinton. Certainly during the primaries to give her the nomination, and more during the general election. So what are they going to say? Vladimir Putin wanted Hillary Clinton to win? The story is self-contradictory, and that's why we know it is a story. Now, over at Fox News, it does appear that there is continuing to be some kind of a purge going on, and the latest one to feel it is Bob Beckel, and he's co-host of their show, The Five. And Beckel is a liberal, longtime Democrat, but he's been fired supposedly for an insensitive comment that he made to an African-American employee. I have to be very honest. I don't think these firings really have anything to do with offensive comments or sexual harassment. I think there's something else going on where they're trying to clean out certain people within Fox News or make way for new people to come on in. Certainly since Rupert Murdoch took direct control of Fox News, it's moved toward the center and is probably going to continue to move over to the left to line up with the rest of the American corporate media. Now, let's get on over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. Russia has come on out saying that the U.S. airstrikes on Syrian forces is absolutely unacceptable. It violates the sovereignty of the country. Yes, it does. This is from Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister, Gennady Gatilov. And he's absolutely right. When you send armed forces into another person's country without their permission, and you start attacking their armed forces, that is an act of war. And it really is starting to heat on up. Because apparently, first of all, like the cruise missile attack, it hasn't really changed anything on the ground. Syrian army reinforcements are pouring back into the area despite the U.S. airstrikes. But possibly because of the bombing, the Free Syrian Army has now pulled out of those Geneva talks. Boy, just what a difference. Just a little while ago, everything was calming down. Syria was taking back control of their country. The Geneva talks were underway, and even the White House said, we're going to have to accept President Assad continuing as leader of Syria. Then they staged that false flag in Idlib, and oh, they're back. We're going to take Syria. We're going to save those Syrian people. Apparently, U.S. forces are now in direct conflict with the Syrian army at the Iraq border. And the U.S.-led coalition is saying that these airstrikes were warning shots against the Shiite militias. However, the Shiite militias do not have tanks or Shilka vehicles. This is a repeat of what the U.S. has done before. They'll go on in and bomb civilian assets, infrastructure, or they'll bomb the Syrian forces and say, oh, we made a mistake. We're sorry. We thought you were the bad guys. And that's wearing very, very thin indeed. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath, head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, as you know, Syria's President Assad has issued an offer of amnesty and forgiveness. And a lot of the domestic militants are taking him up on that. And it's definitely working. And apparently the last group of militants has started to withdraw from northern Homs. And so it seems right now that the vast majority of the conflict is now over in the part of Syria bordering Iraq, where they're still trying to carve out a new Kurdistan, and that is kind of stumbling. Now, even as world condemnation for the U.S. attacking Syria's armed forces continues to echo around the corridors of power, they've done it again. Apparently, American airstrikes again targeted a group of Syrian military vehicles. Supposedly, they ignored U.S. warnings and violated a U.S.-declared deconfliction zone on Thursday. This makes three times since Donald Trump became president that he's carried out armed military attacks on Syria, a country we're not technically at war with, and a country that has not given us permission to be carrying out military operations in its territory for any reason whatsoever. And all of these strikes on Syria's army tells us that this propaganda we were being fed about how the U.S. is in Syria to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda was nonsense. Was complete and utter nonsense. Big steaming pile of USDA choice bovine excrement. And apparently there are reports that the earlier airstrike this week did kill civilians. And the U.S. is saying it's a defensive measure. Matisse is even out there saying, we'll defend our troops. We will act defensively when needed. Well, the troops have no legal right to be there in the first place. And saying that we're merely defending ourselves, that's nonsense. If you really want to protect our troops, bring them back home where they're going to be safe. But the reality here is the United States has illegally forced itself into the Syrian conflict. They have no United Nations mandate. They do not have a declaration of war from Congress as required by the Constitution. The Syrian government doesn't want them there. This is another violent overthrow that's going to create millions of refugees and destroys another country. This is the U.S. government's repeating pattern since the end of World War II. More than 50 attempts at regime change, succeeding about half the time, and whether they succeed or fail, it leaves the country a wreck. Remember that horrible statistic we had last week? Studies are showing that since the end of World War II, the United States government has killed somewhere between 20 and 30 million people in 37 other countries. That is the harsh reality of what's going on. And I'm not the only one who's noticed that these strikes on the military undermine this whole story about we're there just to get ISIS and ISIL. Fars News is talking about it, saying this idea that this is all part of the war on terror is just sheer lies. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Hey, I have been corresponding with my sister and my brother who don't really seem to understand the nature of the country that they live in. And I was just reflecting, most people really don't. They're such kind of limousine liberals that have, you know, that won't take a stance or question anything that isn't cool on the west side of Manhattan. The FBI is so horrible that, you know, you're asked to believe, like, who do we believe, the elected representative or this murderous, pervasive, controlling national security state who lies and lies on?
Okay.
And it really comes down to that.
Well, there's a couple of overlapping issues. First of all, as you yourself describe, there's a socialization aspect, a tribal mentality, if you will. I want to be the cool people, therefore I will echo what the cool people are saying, including the undercover informants who are playing at being cool people in order to steer that that focus and that agenda. But again, there's a desire in all of us to want to be a good human being. And we'll watch movies or read books where we see somebody taking a stand against a corrupt or evil government. And we all like to dream we would be that heroic person. But, of course, it carries tremendous risks and penalties and hardship to do that sort of thing. And so most people in real life, they want to go on believing that they could be that courageous person. But they don't want to actually have to commit to that. So when they start to see evidence that their own government is, in fact, corrupted, evil, and headed in the wrong direction, they don't want to look at it, because then they have to make that choice. And if they choose to try and do something about it, it does carry risks. If they choose not to do something about it, then they have to surrender that self-image of being a good human being. And most people don't even want to face that question. And so they will gratefully accept whatever propaganda is handed to them so they can go on saying, I am a good human being and I would take a stand against injustice. I just don't see a reason to have to do it right now. There's none around. And that's why most propaganda falls apart on examination, because it's not designed to fool people who are really thinking. Propaganda exists to give people who don't want to think about what the government is doing a reason not to.
Well, you know, Mike, it's there are so many people I know who are otherwise really pretty smart, but they are unwilling to take a politically incorrect or out of the mainstream, what the mainstream corporate media allows. They just won't take a stance that way. And
well,
if more people don't show up, and we're going to be stuck with the FBI being the people who arbitrate who's president, and they call the decisions, and whatever, you know.
Well, the FBI is certainly being used as a tool to try and shift the presidency around. But again, we're seeing a government that is very badly factionalized, and many of these agencies have gone rogue. The Pentagon seems to be going rogue. They're sort of deciding foreign military policy all on their own. The NSA has been rogue for a long time, so has the CIA. We know what the FBI has really been all about, going all the way back to COINTELPRO, and even before that. J. Edgar Hoover used to call his office in the FBI building the seat of government, because he had so much blackmail information on top politicians, including President John F. Kennedy, he felt that he could steer the government where he wanted it to go. And then you have all these billionaires and who are in there throwing their money around, trying to shape the country. We actually don't really have a real leadership. It's just become this fight between warring factions, and they're definitely risking shattering this country the way the Soviet Union did. In fact, sometimes I think that when you look at Washington, D.C., the D.C. stands for daycare, because that's how all these people are behaving, like little children just screaming at each other, "I want this, and I did bad, but we're going to blame that person for it."
Mike, this thing with Robert Mueller and having his portfolio, so to speak, for this investigation enlarged, if it does not cover the Obama's tapping and the acquiescence of the FBI and the CIA and the NSA, and how they've inserted themselves, and IRS for that matter, have been weaponized into the political process against Trump, against Bernie Sanders, this is going to fail. If it opens itself to looking at that as well, then this could be good, but they'll never, ever agree to do that.
Well, you need to understand Mueller's an attack dog. Okay, he has been set up to be the point man in trying to drive Donald Trump from office. And again, he's got this very wide net. It's a fishing expedition. They don't actually have any evidence of crimes. I'm sure they're busy trying to fake it up in the back room. Remember that hacker that was arrested over in Europe? And his lawyer is now saying the FBI came on in and said, "We will get your charges dropped. We'll move you to the U.S. We'll get you a nice house and a whole bunch of money if you will confess to hacking the election and the DNC on behalf of Russia." And to his credit, this hacker has turned that deal down. But go back and read the history of COINTELPRO. This is what the FBI does. They manufacture evidence and they create frauds to support the official story of whoever is in power.
Well, the national security state will never admit, because they would be shattered to a million pieces if it ever came out that Obama allowed them and to be weaponized, and they allowed themselves to be weaponized. And of course,
let's not dump it all on Barack Obama, because a lot of these agencies have been weaponized long before Obama took office. We know that the IRS was weaponized all the way back during Richard Nixon's term in office, and for all we know, maybe even before that. We almost need a new demarcation in calendars. We already have before the Christian era and the current era. And what we need is another one that where there's that time in history before the internet where all we have is the official story, and then we have after the internet where we now have access to information the government doesn't want us to see.
Well, that would be a useful tool, that's for sure. But if that would ever come out, Mike, and I hopefully, if this republic is ever going to get back to being a republic, it has to come out. I don't believe they'll ever let it, but they're
going to fight it tooth and nail. They're absolutely going to fight it tooth and nail, because it's more than just shattering of the intelligence agencies. Again, this goes back to the fact that the CIA has been funding unapproved covert operations with drug money, going all the way back at least to Vietnam, if not before then. And if that comes on out and the American people understand that the biggest drug lords in our country are also some of our top political leaders, that would instantly delegitimize the entire government. And that's why everybody is working to protect the Clintons and the Bushes and the CIA. Even Hillary's worst enemies are going to be working to keep this cover-up in place out of concern for their own jobs and their own rice bowl, so to speak.
You know, like your theory on 9-1-1 and how Israel has gotten so much more aggressive since 9-1-1, since they know the truth and they're complicit in it and so on. It's the same thing. When Obama or Bush or whoever gets into bed with these intel agencies and misuses them, it's the same effect.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you. I think the biggest foreign policy mistake in modern history was whoever it was who decided they could involve Israel in the 9/11 fraud and not have Israel turn around and blackmail our government with it from that point forward. Because certainly, following 9/11, Israel's demands became more extreme and U.S. acquiescence was just immediate. And the U.S., as a result, has lost its image as being objective or impartial in terms of any issues in the Middle East. People are justified in seeing the United States government as Israel's lapdog now.
Well, I think the same thing goes with the intel agencies. When they're misused, when they allow themselves to be misused, they have blackmail ability on the president above and beyond what they already know, you know, from wiretaps and everything.
Well, absolutely. And again, with all this NSA spying, it's not just Obama being accused of spying on Trump for political reasons. Rand Paul says that he's pretty sure that he and many members of Congress are being spied on. Justice Scalia thought the Supreme Court was being spied on. And again, we look at Chief Justice Roberts and the way he did that 180 flip on Obamacare. Obviously, somebody had something that they could say, if you don't go along with Obamacare, we will make this public and your career will be over. And we look at people like Anthony Weiner, and we begin to understand the psychology of people who seek these positions of power. They tend to be sociopathic, and they do things that most normal, moral people would find repugnant. And maybe it's even a rite of passage where you're not even allowed into those higher levels of power and authority unless you've done something that you can be blackmailed for, because then you're dependable because you're controllable. And one of the reasons I think they don't like Donald Trump is because they haven't really been able to find anything that they can use to bend him. Remember during the campaign, all they could find was like years before Donald himself was actually born, his father got involved in a KKK riot.
Right.
And they didn't say he was part of the KKK. He just happened to be there and he got arrested. That's all they could find. And then they were trying to make up all this stuff about Melania being a call girl, and it was just ridiculous. They don't have a handle on Donald Trump, and that's why they don't like him.
Well, you wonder why, Mike. So many people, it's a simple concept, what we're talking about. How so few people actually see it and understand it? It just drives me nuts.
Well, I think the government is still struggling to maintain this illusion that all the people in government are there because they are better than us, that they deserve it, that they're really accomplished people who know what's best. And instead, what we're finding out is it's just like the high school clique. It's all the beautiful people and the rich kids hanging out, taking care of themselves, and getting away with whatever they want to. Only in this case, this particular clique has nuclear weapons. But that really is the way they're behaving. I don't know what the modern term is. I'm going back to when I was in high school. They were called the socias or the cliques or whatever. I'm sure there's a new term of craft these days. But that's what it is. They're there for themselves, and they feel that they're above the law in many cases. And certainly in the case of Hillary Clinton so far, that's been the case. We got to let you go here, Peter. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just track yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, coming up on the top of the hour. And I'm looking at this Mueller, if you will, investigation and the very broad purview he's been given. This could turn into a McCarthy-like witch hunt where he can just go anywhere and scream, Russia link, Russia link, Russia link, and tarnish people just for talking with Russia. Now, when I was a kid during the original Cold War, our schools and the media taught us that communists were just evil, and they just fanned the hate so much that we wouldn't even look at or consider what they were saying. It was just immediately, oh, they're evil. You don't want to be seen with them. And during the McCarthy era, people who had associated with communists, just in the normal course of business, without even discussing politics, had their lives destroyed. We could see the same thing here again, because we're seeing a repeat of this attempt to sell the idea that Russians are just automatically evil. Don't listen to them. Don't read what they're writing. Don't even examine their point of view or what they're saying, because they're just evil. And if you are in contact with somebody in Russia, you must automatically be evil too. So, good movie on that subject, Good Night and Good Luck, about Edward R. Murrow, or The Majestic, Jim Carrey's film. We need to go back and remember these horrific mistakes in policy the U.S. government has made in the past, because we may be about to make the same mistakes all over again. All right, we're going to take a phone call. James in Alaska, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Hope you're having a good one.
So far.
Yes, I wanted to add to that last caller about Israel. And it's about how they, like, this is probably a good for people to, like, chew on. Who controls our technology? Like, who controls Google, NSA? Like, who's the CEOs? And also, where are their citizenships lie? Are they dual citizenships? You gotta look at stuff like that. Because there was a thing that came out, I don't know what it was, it was some type of deal that, you know how we wouldn't allow other people coming into our country, you know, just willy-nilly, right? You know,
James, we've got about 1 minute before the station breaks, so I need you to sum up.
Yes, basically, Israel controls the technology. Israel controls all the technology sectors. And there's a thing in, they wrote some thing down to where it was just passed, where now Israel can come and go as they please, in and out of our country.
Yes.
And that's how they control everything, because, like you said, with the Stuxnet virus, they put the virus in at the data manufacturing, right? On the hardware.
No, that's not how Stuxnet was delivered, and I'll respond to that after station identification. James, I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.